Candidates for the Delta School Board in the upcoming civic election took part in an all-candidates forum on Monday evening at the Genesis Theater in Ladner. It was the first of two forums organized by the Delta Teachers Association, DTA, and CUP Local 1091, with the second scheduled for Tuesday evening at the North Delta Secondary School Theater. Running for one of seven trustee seats are incumbents Bruce Reed and Nick Kanakos under the Independence Working for You banner, as well as incumbent Erica Beard, who is running again with the Achieving for Delta team. Incumbent Val Windsor is also running for re-election with the Achieving for Delta team. Hoping to make it onto the board for the first time, are Achieving for Delta candidates Nimi Dalla, Amin Dillon, Masako Gooch, Maury Kask and Joe Muego. Also running for a seat on the school board Independence Andrea DeWolf and Whitney Sape Dyke, while candidate Nuno Antunes describes himself as an independent endorsed by Parents Voice BC. Three candidates who are also running under the Parents Voice BC banner, Carmen Halpany, Elisa Horth and Daniel Tun, did not take part in Monday's forum. The evening began with the candidates introducing themselves, with most saying they supported safe and inclusive learning environments. The first question from the DTA asked each candidate how they would advocate for increased funding. Antunes answered that he believes everything must be done to inspire kids to keep them in schools, while Beard said she would advocate though provincial and community partnerships, and Dalla pointed to the need to continue to talk to educators to convey their needs. Suggesting Delta should bring even more international students for additional revenue, DeWolf said they must advocate even harder and louder to the province, while Dillon, who agreed Delta is one of the lowest funded districts, said the district needs to encourage even more enrollment. Dyke also said they need to engage in unapologetic hounding as they raise the profile of teachers, while Gooch echoed that they must work closely with education partners. Kanako suggested bringing provincial officials to Delta for face-to-face communication, and Kask said the board needs to go on the offense, not defense. Muego said the district has to get creative with its partners to stretch dollars further, and Reed, saying Delta has become the victim of its own success, said more strategies are needed. Noting the province has given the same amount of funding as last year, despite inflationary costs, Windsor said they can get results by making their case for more funding directly to the province. Among the other questions were queries from the floor, including those directed at specific candidates. One asked what inclusive meant to them, with Gooch saying it's about creating an environment that allows people to freely express themselves, while Reed said more models are available to help all students develop as individuals, and DeWolf said the district doesn't have enough resources to truly include all students. Asked if racism is an issue in schools, Antunes said it's important that parents show the right way by example, while Dyke said Delta has gone a long way, but has a long way to go, and Dalla said more programs and resources are needed because racism is everywhere, including schools. Among the other questions to select candidates was how they felt about the international student program subsidizing inadequate funding. Beard said the revenue doesn't make up for the funding shortfalls, thus the need for more advocacy, while Reed insisted the revenue should not be seen as a means to finance education, and Muego noted the revenue can't be counted on every year. Also asked was what can be done about Delta's have, and, have not, schools when it comes to a parent's ability to fundraise. Beard said building relationships with the city can be beneficial, while Reed noted some schools have supported others, because that's what community is all about. Muego, who said he witnessed firsthand the problem as a district PAC chair, said everything needs to be done to ensure there aren't have-nots. The election takes place October 15th.